December 16th, community of the whole village of Round Lake.
I'd like to call the order for the village of Round Lake committee of the whole meeting, December 16th, 2013 at 7:39 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Trustee
Fry? Present. Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Simonzelli? Trustee Tripon? Present. Trustee Wisniewski? Present.
Thank you. The motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of December 2nd, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Wisniewski. Any comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other public comment? Most of the public left. The only thing that we have under the departments, unless there's something that's come up, Ron or Chief, Steve, the only thing that is under building and zoning to revise and update the village plumbing code.
Right.
Us?
Our plumbing inspector brought this in. He wants to add this to our plumbing code. So I've talked to Derek. He's got to talk to Steve. He wants to see if that category is going to fit it under the plumbing code. But other than that, I mean, that's just the basic. I love everybody, at least we just have to just going from like the pipe it is, what size it is, how it goes together. It's very basic, very simple. It's what people can use now. There'll be, once it gets adopted, what people can use now once they want to move out of their homes or they want to build a new house. So it's very, very short, very cut and dry, and it's better than plumbing code now. The state plumbing code is going to be revised next year. They won't provide, so this will be included as of that time, but right now the inspection has started. The race name's already passed, but they count it already passed it, so it's good. Our codes.
Russ, if you could elaborate just a little bit on when we met with Ken, and the big topic on this revision is PVC piping and the types of materials. There's so many different grades of it, the types of materials, inspecting it because it's not as rigid as copper, and, you know, there's this weightiness. And if you could just elaborate a little bit on that.
Sure. This stuff here is tested. Most of the stuff that we have out on a lot of plastic plumbing in our village. This is the first one that I'd be going in. And some of the stuff, especially the older stuff, had a you had a fire or something, you could a house or a business gave off toxic gas and stuff. But the stuff here doesn't do that. They have a new type of glue now that will literally melt the pipes together. So
to approve the revision to the open burning ordinance.
Yeah, that stuff is just reading right now. I just leave it out there. It's very simple. I'll make a foot went over it, so all the stuff you see there, you run one section there. Other than that, he didn't care. He said we could try it. I said we just cleaned it up. So all of it's put together, so it's up to the trustees. So it's that you pass this out or take a look. If you have any questions, you can call me, email me, and if not, I'll put it on the next agenda for final vote.
I find myself flipping through the committee of the whole packet looking for something else to talk about. Number five, suggested new topics.
Done.
Where are we at with the other suggested new topics that we have about?
First one was concealed carry. The state has still yet to put forward their laws concerning it. It hasn't been written yet. Once that's written, then I think we can start adopting things. I'm not quite sure exactly what your want to carry forward on that, other than what...
It's an update from the attorney, and if we have to change any ordinances or anything like that.
I saw a copy of an amended ordinance, and, you know, the thing isn't focused on concealed carry. When the concealed carry the concealed carry bill was signed by Governor Quinn, I happened to take a look at our concealed carry ordinance, which was an illegal ordinance. Our ordinance was written contradicting federal law. So I saw a copy of that. Those lines that I questioned have been striked, but as far as adding anything to coexist with the concealed carry, I can't see us adding anything to it until the state actually says, hey, here's the law. And they haven't done that. So the attorneys have looked at our firearm ordinance. They say there was part of it where some of the verbiage was it's illegal to operate a, how was it written? The verbiage made it sound like it was illegal to own a gun that with one single pull of a trigger could fire more than 8 rounds of ammunition from a magazine. You can't have a single pull of a trigger fire more than a single shot. That then becomes a fully automatic weapon, and that was the thing that made me light up. So those have been stricken. So all I can tell you, Don, is that they've looked at it, they're starting to write it, but nothing on concealed carry yet.
The other thing that I've asked is about recognizing our employees by the list of how many years the employees are, and recognize a couple of policy systems, start recognizing them 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of service, and then possible longevity pay with that.
Haven't had discussion about it. Don't know who to have discussion with. Maybe that's something that, I don't want to say committee, we don't have committees, but we're going to have direction from the board on how to do it, and have the administration look at it, have Steve look at it, and our department heads.
Is this something that HR Finance can set up or the department itself?
So we'll get it going at the next staff meeting.
I have requested something through my work. When we reach 5, 10, 15, 20 years, we get a catalog that we can order things out of. And it, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money, but there's some really nice things in there. And depending on how many years you've been there, obviously the gift is bigger. I wish we had longevity pay, but we don't. But I emailed, I think it's Michael E. Fink, but as soon as I hear anything, I will let everybody know.
The longevity pay doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, is it $25 a year or $10 a year? Or
recognition.
Recognition, right. I've been talking about this with the employees for a while. They went to something, so I think this works well with it. I mean, we can afford it, I don't know.
I worked at Apple for years. They used to give out the safety vision company, and the guys coffee wise. So they had a bunch of little different things. They were, you know, probably not a lot of value, but.
Well, I was here 35 years, and I had a very nice family to go through. But just one of the things is like a $400 pot and pan set, and or you know you can get a $400 watch or.
Nothing in place. They show me the money.
They don't give you the money. They give you a gift.
Most of the corporations give you a gift. Mm-hmm. You know, PetSmart did the same thing. No matter what you had, we had a catalog. It was very small. It was like maybe five things for the different years that you might have been there. And everything had a logo on it. I got a really nice little...
Back when my wife made 25 years for Baxter, they bought me a watch.
that most the state you can move to, and Mountainous has got a coach purse out of the deal. I don't know what they cost. I don't care what it cost, but that was.
But you didn't have to pay for it.
I didn't have to pay for it, but at 5 years I got an anniversary clock. At 10 years I got a cheese board that's shaped like the state of Illinois. At 15 years, I got, that was that coach thing. At 20 years, I got a real nice anniversary clock, one that was like a Seth Thomas type clock. And at 25, I got a piece of paper, and it did smile and said, hey, do this. Now I'm waiting on 30. A couple of years from now, I'll find out what that is. So I'm hoping it's the money.
Well, I don't know. You know, I doubt if the village is ever going to get to that point where we offer a barrage and magazine of gifts to choose from. But service recognition, years of recognition, doesn't cost anything in that set of scores and those leagues. So yeah, we can. We'll start working on that, Tom. We'll get the department heads together. Agreed. Any other new topics? Then may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 7:52 p.m.